Thank you and good Saturday, everyone, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. I'm Al Myatt, and with me is Kevin Monroe, former standout in the East Carolina secondary. He now shares his insights on the Pirate Radio Network, and the Pirates headed to Columbia, South Carolina this afternoon, taking on the Gamecocks, 4 p.m. kickoff. And Kevin, we've talked about your memories. You've got some more memories as far as this matchup with South Carolina goes. The last time ECU defeated the Gamecocks was in 1999, your senior year, and that led to some rather unusual circumstances, as you recall.
Yeah, Al, it was probably one of the more memorable things that happened in my college career, being that, you know, I was on a team that was pretty good at the time. You know, we started off the season 5-0, and this was one of the earlier games. And leading up to that game, it really started to rain pretty hard in Greenville as we were leaving to go to Columbia, South Carolina, and we knew that there was a hurricane on the way, but we didn't really know the depths of it and how bad it would be. But sure enough, as we got to South Carolina to play the game, things were pretty much falling apart there back home in Greenville. And you know, we'll talk a little bit more about the game, I guess, in a second. But as we finished the game, I remember Coach Logan saying to us, guys, we can't go back home. And we were just kind of like, what are you talking about? And he said, yeah, things are too bad. We have to stay here. And so, you know, subsequently, we ended up staying in Columbia for another week in preparation for that next game, which would be against Miami. But it wouldn't be allowed to be in Greenville. It had to be played in Raleigh. So going through that week, it was just kind of a crazy deal. You got a bunch of guys, you know, there's about 85 of us or so on the road in a hotel for a week with nothing to do but play video games. And they took us to a couple of movies and went to the bowling alley and learned football and practiced football. So the folks in South Carolina were great. They let us use their facilities. We practiced there every day. The Carolina Panthers gave us practice jerseys, so we wore their practice gear. You know, we had guys, you know, buying other guys, you know, underclothing and stuff so we could all survive. The coaches chipped in to take care of us. It was a wild and crazy week, but we managed to get through it with two victories, so it worked out.
And, Kevin, of course, you beat South Carolina 21-3. I want to say that was early in Lou Holtz's tenure as coach at South Carolina.
Yeah, it was his very first game, very first home game for Coach Holtz, and it was a big deal in South Carolina because they, you know, they weren't at the time, they weren't the South Carolina that we know today in terms of how well they were playing. They were kind of struggling a little bit, so they bring in Coach Holtz, and he was going to turn things around. But we were good. We were really good. Had a great defense, a strong offense behind David Garrard, and so we went into that game very confident. And even though it was a sellout crowd of, you know, close to 90,000 people, we kind of put our stamp on the game very early. You know, we win that game 21-3. The defense just kind of shuts the door on them. I even found my way into the end zone on special teams on a botched punt return, a muff punt that I fell on in the end zone. So everything just kind of clicked, and we got that win. But it was a hard-fought win, and it was a tough day for the Gamecocks.
Kevin, I hope history doesn't repeat itself. There's a hurricane off the South Carolina coast. They say it's stalled out there, and hopefully it won't come inland, and we'll be able to play this game, and the Pirates can get home as planned. Coming off the game last Saturday, Kevin, NC State, great victory, and very competitive, as many of the matchups are between the Pirates and the Wolfpack, but talk about what you take away from that game for East Carolina going forward.
Well, it's just, you know, it's one of these games where you had one really big deciding factor, and that was going to be how well will the Pirates' offensive line stand up against the very stout defensive line at NC State. And it was much talked about between all the talking heads, the coaches, the fans, you know, how good the defensive line was. And, you know, I verified that during the game by talking to one of the scouts in the press box there from the Giants, and he said there's no question in my mind that four of these eight guys will play in the NFL and the other four are going to be doggone good college football players if they don't make it to the next level. So that tells you right there, anytime you have four players on one defensive unit, that can make it to the NFL, that tells you how good they are. I mean, they were big, strong, and fast, and we knew that they would be in the face of Philip Nelson most of the game. But, you know, they were some. But for the most part, Philip was able to sit in that pocket and deliver the football. And the times where they did get to him, he still stepped up and made big passes. And that's what everybody wanted to see from the quarterback. You know, he's a senior, but he's still a young quarterback in terms of time, you know, time on the field. He played as a young player in Minnesota, but not since. And so he doesn't have that many games under his belt, but he was able to show confidence, poise in the pocket, and look great. And the rest of the offense fed off of him. It was a slow start for Zay Jones in the first half as they were double-teaming him and bracketing him, but he was able to get off in the second half. The running backs were able to play well. Summers came in and had another awesome effort, you know, from running back, receiver, quarterback. And then Devin Anderson also ran the ball well. So got to see a lot of different things from this offense, and what they did against that defensive line was pretty spectacular.
Yes, sir, I agree, Kevin. And certainly the comments from the Giants scout offer some validity to the fact that East Carolina was able to run the ball to a degree. Kevin, the matchup with South Carolina, we mentioned that the last win was in 1999, your senior year. East Carolina won 5 of the 7 matchups with the Gamecocks in the 1990s. Since the new millennium has come in, there have been 3 meetings. East Carolina has won all 3 of those. The first of those, East Carolina got out to a 17-0 lead, and that lead dissolved, and South Carolina won in Charlotte. Then there was a decisive South Carolina win since 2000. The most recent was a 33-23 loss, which was followed by a win at Virginia Tech. And there were some turnovers for the Pirates that were costly in that last meeting. But how do you size up the difference between the decades, the 90s, and then the millennium since?
I think Steve Spurrier being hired played a huge part in that. As I mentioned, South Carolina was down for a number of years, and then he came in and kind of flipped on his head, and they became a kind of a powerhouse. I mean, you know, they weren't a top 10 team, but certainly a top 25 team, and they spent some time in the top 10 in the 2000s. So I think he played a huge role in it. Recruiting changed in a big way. I mean, you know, there's only really 2 major schools in the state of South Carolina, and that's South Carolina and Clemson. And so all the big-time players from the South Carolina, Georgia area, you know, if they weren't going to Georgia, Georgia Tech, or Clemson, they're coming to South Carolina. And so they were getting some good guys. They were also getting guys from the state of Florida. And he just really kind of turned things around. When we played them, you know, I played him down there in 96, and that was kind of the Scott Harley game where he went off for about 300 yards rushing, and they couldn't do anything with us. And defensively, we played pretty good as well and got the victory there. And then, as you mentioned, the 99 game was the only 2 times I played him in the 90s, I believe. It's certainly on the road both times, and we were able to get victories. It just wasn't the same South Carolina as you saw in the 2000s, and they got better under Coach Spurrier. And I think you know, all the way until he retired here recently, they've still been pretty good. They struggled last year, and so they're just trying to find their own way, and I think that played a huge part in it. But they certainly got a lot of talent. You know, let's not let the record from last year and what they've done so far this year fool you. They've got a very good defensive line, probably the second best, maybe third if you throw in Virginia Tech, but that East Carolina's going to see all year. So they're going to have it's going to make it very tough on East Carolina up front, and they're very athletic. So it won't be an easy task at all going down there into Columbia today.
All right, Kevin. Let's talk about Kevin's keys to the game.
Well, you know, part of it I just mentioned, that defensive line of South Carolina is very good. They've got some good guys rushing off the end. It's going to be important for the Pirates to be able to block for the second week in a row. For the running backs and Philip Nelson and James at quarterback, Summers at quarterback, and then offensively they got to find a way to run the football. I feel like I'm a broken record always talking about the line of scrimmage, but it's so important in big boy football to be able to block and to get penetration. And so certainly they're gonna have to be able to run block up front and allow Anthony Scott and Devin Anderson to be able to find some room. And then You know, the big play was huge last week against NC State. In my opinion, the only reason NC State was in the game is because they were able to get, three or four plays of 40 plus yards. And so if the Pirates can minimize those big plays, you know, you're going to get beat every now and then, but you got to make a tackle if you're in the secondary. And so that was problematic. Some big runs, some big pass plays. It kept State into the game. And so they're going to have to worry about that again here today. With South Carolina, they have some big play guys down the field at receiver, and they also have some good running backs. So to take away that big play will certainly be a huge key in today's game.
All good points, Kevin, and hopefully we can get our paintbrushes after the game this evening, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
Sounds good, Al. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir.
This little ship, that is Pirates!